The plan would let any resident of a school district complain to the state if they object to a school's name, nickname, logo, or mascot. While it's aimed at Indian mascots, it would apply to any race-based names. Green Bay Democratic sponsor Jim Seletsky asked his colleagues to envision a scenario where a black person moved into a school district.
And the school district decides to change the name of their team from the Warriors to, let's call them, the Little Black Sambos. Do you have a problem with that? You better have a problem with that. It's a question of human decency.
Mostly Democrats voted for the bill. Mostly Republicans voted against it. Whitewater Republican Steve Noss said it would give a single person the power to challenge a school district's identity.
Instead of having the backbone to go to the school board, they will simply file a complaint with the Department of Public Instruction, a bureaucrat in Madison. And a bureaucrat in Madison will decide the fate of a local school district's identity.
The way the plan's written, the burden would rest with school districts to prove that a name or mascot is not race-based. The bill now heads to the Senate. Proposals like this one have been introduced without success for more than a decade. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.